Support for WAMC comes from Wheels of Time in Pine Plains, New York, offering restoration, preservation, and service of classic and vintage cars and trucks. WheelsOfTimeInc.com. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. Adding insult to injury during the Yankees' loss to Seattle last night, Alex Rodriguez's hand was broken when he was hit by a pitch from Felix Hernandez in the eighth inning. A-Rod was hit with an 88-mile-per-hour changeup and went down in considerable pain. The Yankees say he has a non-displaced fracture and there is no timetable for his return. Hernandez, who got the 4-2 win, also hit Derek Jeter and now former teammate Ichiro Suzuki in the same inning. The Mets continued an embarrassing stretch against the Nationals yesterday, losing 5-2. The Mets have lost 11 of their last 12. The Mets will try to prevent a series sweep this afternoon in New York. Elsewhere in the National League, the Phillies rallied with 6 runs in the 8th inning to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-6. And in the AL, the Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 2-1 to end a 4-game losing streak. Olympic action officially kicks off today with the first round of women's soccer. Team USA will play France coming up at noon Eastern. The official opening ceremonies of the games will take place on Friday. And the price of the Jerry Sandusky child sexual abuse scandal could go well beyond the $60 million fine and other penalties imposed by the NCAA. State Farm is pulling its ads from broadcasts of Penn State football games, while General Motors is reconsidering its sponsorship deal, and Wall Street is threatening to downgrade the school's credit rating. Meanwhile, head football coach Bill O'Brien said the toughest of the NCAA sanctions imposed on the school's program was its decision to allow current players to transfer immediately without restrictions. He says he has tried to emphasize the quality of a Penn State education and he and his staff's ability to prepare players for the NFL. O'Brien says he's receiving a lot of positive feedback from his players. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.